All right, diving in today, and we're looking at this thing called peer review.
Okay.
PERVIEW, Processes of Embodied Restoring with the V do you.
Lots of acronyms.
Yeah, right. And this is an approach, you know, it
Yeah.
helps us understand like how do we understand our life stories and how do we reshape them? And this is especially relevant for folks who have had a lot of trauma and stress in their lives, like
Right.
veterans, first responders, families of first responders and veterans. And so the material you gave me was just really fascinating
Okay.
from David Boje and Grace Ann Rosile at pervy.org.
Great.
So I'm excited to unpack this and see, you know, what are the core concepts here and how can this help people?
Yeah, it's really about transformation, personal transformation. So peer review, I think, is a great, it's a very interesting approach because it brings together like two really important pieces of knowledge, let's call it, like the two insights. One is that the stories we tell ourselves, they're not just reflections of reality, but they shape reality.
So the stories we tell ourselves can actually change.
Yeah, I mean, they change our reality. You know what I mean? Like,
So
we're
powerful.
not just like, oh, this is what happened to me, but how I think about what happened to me is actually changing. You know, what happened to me? Like, that's the first thing. And then the second thing, which is equally important, is that our emotions, they have like an energetic quality to them. You know what I mean? They're not just airy fairy things, but they have like a realness to them.
So it's not just like
Of
a
sort of,
story itself,
yeah.
but the way you feel about the story
Exactly.
is actually important.
And the way you feel about the story is the energy
Got it.
of the story. So that's what the VW is about. So purview, the view, is saying, hey, our emotions, like we can think about them as like frequencies, right? So like a fearful thought might feel really heavy. It's dense energy. But a loving thought might feel really light, like expansive, And so the idea is that if we can learn how to shift like the frequency,
So if you're feeling,
anger,
you need to try to move towards forgiveness.
right? Or if you're feeling despair, you need to move toward hope. And that will actually change, like it's almost like, you're putting out a different signal. They attract different things.
So this reminds me a lot of that stuff in like positive psychologies and
Right.
like,
That's the Harold Mitchell,
the law
right?
of
So that's,
attraction where,
I mean, your internal state
if
shapes.
you put out is what you get
Yeah,
back.
your external reality. So it's the same kind of thing.
So it's not just like, you know, this is a nice way to think about things, but it's like, no, this will actually have a material impact on your life.
Absolutely.
Got it.
So where it becomes particularly useful, I think, is for people who are carrying what they call heavy stories. So that's
What's a heavy
a
story?
heavy story is, like experiences of trauma, loss, or being exposed to danger for a very long time. And what that does is like it creates a lower emotional vibration. So people will feel grief, guilt, anger as like very like persistent feelings. They're always there. They're like this background hum. And so what purview does is it offers a way to like gently revisit those stories, rewrite them in a way that helps uplift those emotional states. So you change the story, the energy changes, and then things become a little lighter, a little easier.
So is there a specific example? Like I know the material had talked about,
Like veterans, for example,
right.
coming
So
back from deployment.
yeah, so for example, veterans, when they come back from deployment, reintegration with family can be difficult, right? So the veteran might be caught in a cycle of pain. Or survivor's guilt, you know, like why did I survive when my friend didn't?
Of course,
Or,
yeah.
you know, just the trauma of what they went through.
Right.
And so PureView-W can help them to create a new narrative.
Okay.
So instead of being stuck in that story of pain,
Right.
they can start to craft a story of courage,
Okay.
resilience, and reconnection.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not just for the veteran themselves, it's also for their family members
Okay.
because they also have gone through
Of course,
a
yeah.
lot of stuff, you know, like having their loved one away for a long time,
Right.
not knowing
Yeah.
if they're going to come back.
Right.
And so they can also use these steps to like articulate their own experiences.
So it becomes like a shared healing process instead of like everyone struggling on their own.
So you're actually creating a story that everybody can kind of like...
Yeah, a new story.
Yeah, behind, yeah.
A shared story.
Got it, got it.
A collective story.
And so the goal here, it's not just to like understand things differently intellectually.
No, no, no. It's not about just understanding.
Right.
It's about feeling differently.
Oh,
about those experiences.
Yeah.
It's about like really shifting from feeling powerless.
Okay.
Like you're just a character in your own story to feeling empowered.
Wow.
Like you are the author of your own story.
And that's where the transformation comes in.
Exactly.
Got it.
And that feeling differently is key.
Okay. Okay.
Like you can understand something, but if you don't feel differently about it, it doesn't really change anything.
Interesting.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
So let's talk about some of the principles, some of the core ideas that are in this approach.
Let's unpack this.
Yeah.
So one of the things that they talk about is this idea of the observer effect.
Yeah.
And they're taking that from quantum physics.
Right. It's a metaphor, right?
Right.
It's not like a direct link.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
But they're taking this idea from quantum physics.
Yeah.
That the observer effect says that.
Yeah.
By observing a system,
yeah,
you can change its behavior.
Okay.
And so a classic example of that is the double slit experiment.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
I've heard of it, but I couldn't explain it.
Basically, you know, like light can be a wave or it can be a particle.
Right.
But it depends on whether you're measuring it or not.
Interesting.
So the act of observing it changes its behavior.
So just by looking at something...
Changes it.
You're changing.
They're changing what it's doing.
What it does. Wow. Okay.
So they're using this as like a...
A metaphor?
Yeah, a metaphor.
To explain.
To explain how our consciousness can shape our reality.
Okay. So then how do they take that and apply it to our thoughts and our feelings?
So they say that the way you observe your life...
Mm-hmm.
And they talk about story filters.
Okay.
So the way you observe your life through these story filters really influences the reality that you experience.
Okay.
So if you're always looking at the world through a negative lens, you know, you're always expecting the worst.
Yeah.
You're more likely to experience outcomes that fit with that.
Right.
Right? Like you're confirming your own bias.
Yeah.
And it's partly because you might be unconsciously acting in ways that support that negative story.
So it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy almost.
It is a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Oh. Oh.
You know? And so it's really powerful.
So let's talk about those story filters for a second.
Okay.
You know, like what are the, you know, are they like biases? Are they?
They are like biases. Yeah.
Okay.
They're like.
Or like a lens.
Yeah. Like a lens.
That you're looking through.
Yeah. So it's the narrative that you have in your head through which you interpret events.
Got it. Okay.
So, you know, like imagine you're wearing tinted glasses.
Okay.
Everything you see is going to be colored by that tint.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing with story filters.
Okay.
So you can have the same event.
Yeah.
Let's say, you know, you lose your job.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big one.
Right.
So let's say you lose your job.
Okay.
And you have a story filter that says, I am adaptable. I can learn new things.
Okay.
You might see that as an opportunity to do something different.
Right.
But if you have a story filter that says, I'm not good enough. I'm going to fail.
Okay.
Then you're going to see that job loss
as
like a confirmation of that belief.
Oh, that's awful.
Right.
Yeah. So the same event.
Same event.
Could be seen totally differently.
Completely differently.
Wow.
Because of the story filter.
Okay. And the material also talks about like unresolved emotional baggage.
Yeah.
Like fog up.
It fogs up the filter.
Those filters.
Exactly. And how did that work?
So, you know, think about those unresolved emotions,
right.
Like, you know, past traumas, lingering resentments.
Okay.
As like a residue that clings to the filter.
Oh, okay. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
And it can distort how you see new events.
Right.
So even you're always looking at it through the lens of past pain.
So even if something like objectively good happened, you could see it through a lens of...
You can see it negatively.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
So, for example, like, let's say you have a first responder who's been to a lot of, like, you know, tough calls.
Yeah.
And they've seen a lot of loss.
Mm-hmm.
And now they go to a return call.
Okay.
But their story filter is still clouded by all that grief.
Yeah.
And that feeling of helplessness.
Yeah.
You know, like they couldn't save everybody.
Right.
And so even though this is a routine call, they might feel really anxious.
Oh, wow. You know,
it's so sad.
Because their filter is messed up. It's fogged up.
Yeah, so this observer effect. You know, this idea of like just by looking at something,
yeah,
change it.
Right.
How does that tie back in here?
So what they're saying is that by becoming aware of your filters, you can actually lessen their impact.
Oh.
So just by recognizing, oh, I'm looking at this through a lens of fear.
Right.
Because of my past experiences.
To being aware of that.
That can actually weaken the power of that lens.
Interesting. Okay.
So it's like bringing consciousness to an unconscious process.
Okay. So that's the first step.
Yeah. That's the first step.
It's just becoming aware.
Awareness is key.
Of those filters. Got it. Okay.
Awareness is everything.
Okay. And then you were saying earlier
that
these filters, you know, they really affect.
They shape our emotional reactions. Yeah. Our emotional reactions. Yeah.
So like if your story filter is negative.
Mm-hmm.
You're more likely to have negative emotional reactions.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
Because your story is already priming you for those reactions.
Okay.
So if your story is like, the world is dangerous and I'm not safe.
Okay.
Then you're going to be anxious all the time.
Right.
Right. Because you're looking for danger everywhere.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like your internal story is
scanning for it.
Yeah. It's scanning for threats.
Okay.
And then when it finds them, or even if it misinterprets neutral things as threats, it triggers that negative emotion.
Like that veteran in the grocery store.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that was a great example.
Yeah, so, you know, you have a veteran who's been through combat.
Right.
And they come home.
Yeah.
And their story is, you know,
civilians
don't understand.
Right.
The world is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I need to be on guard all the time.
Yeah.
And so they go to the grocery store.
Yeah.
And it's crowded.
Yeah.
There's noises. There's people bumping into them.
Right.
And their body goes into like
fight or flight.
Hypervigilance.
All right.
Right.
Yeah.
Their heart rate goes up. They're tense.
Yeah.
They might even get angry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because their story filter is telling them that
they're in danger.
That it's dangerous.
Even though they're safe.
Yeah. They're objectively safe.
Wow. So these filters can be.
They're powerful.
Yeah. Really powerful.
Yeah. They're really powerful.
And especially after trauma.
Yeah, I mean,
Like they get like locked in.
It gets ingrained. It gets imprinted.
Yeah, right.
And it's hard to shake.
It's so sad.
It is.
But I know that the material also talks about like these filters can be changed.
Right. So that's the good news.
Yeah.
Is that they're not permanent.
Okay.
You can change them.
Okay. How do you change them?
So there's a few things you can do.
Okay.
But you know the main thing is that you have to consciously work to shift them.
Okay.
And when you do that, it can really change your emotional world.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
So going back to that veteran, you know, as they start to process their experiences and they start to adopt a new story.
Okay. So like instead of the world is dangerous.
Yeah. So instead of, you know.
It's like I'm safe now.
Yeah. Like I'm safe now. I can learn to trust.
Right. Right.
You know. I face dangers, but now I'm safe.
Right. Okay.
When they start to do that, their emotional responses start to change.
Okay.
So they might still have moments where they get triggered.
Yeah.
Because the trauma's still there.
Yeah.
But the new story starts to become the dominant one.
Right. Okay.
And so they start to feel calmer, more at ease in situations that used to trigger them.
Okay. So they're kind of rewriting their story.
They're rewriting their story.
Yeah. And that's.
That's what they call reclaiming authorship.
Reclaiming authorship, yeah.
You know.
That's a powerful idea.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
I really like that.
Yeah. And, you know, there's actually research on this.
Yeah.
Narrative psychology.
Oh, really?
That shows that
okay.
reauthoring your story is really important for healing.
Okay.
Especially after trauma.
So it's not just like a nice thing to do.
No, no. It's actually the key part of healing.
Right. Yeah. So it's actually... like the key to healing.
It's a big part of it, yeah.
Wow.
And so, you know, the source material, it says that restoring offers survivors of trauma an avenue to reclaim their autobiography.
Okay.
So it's like...
So it's not about forgetting.
No, it's not about forgetting.
Or like blocking it out.
No, it's...
But it's about like reinterpreting it.
Yeah. Yeah. It's about changing the meaning. Of what happened.
Okay, so you're not changing the facts.
No, the facts are the facts.
But you're changing?
You're changing the meaning of the facts.
Okay.
And when you change the meaning,
you
change the emotion.
Got it.
Right.
Okay.
So instead of feeling shame, you might feel hope.
Okay.
You know, instead of feeling despair,
yeah,
you might feel resilience.
So like instead of, you know, Yeah. I'm broken.
Yeah, like I'm broken to that. I'm healing.
I survived and I'm healing.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's a big shift.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's possible.
Okay. And there were some like really great examples in the material.
Yeah, there were a lot of good examples.
Yeah. Of like how people shifted these story filters. Like there was the one with the first responder who, you know, felt like a failure if they couldn't save every life.
Right, right. Yeah. And that's a really...
Which is like so much pressure.
It's a huge burden to carry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To think that you have to save everyone.
Right.
It's impossible.
Yeah.
But, you know, sometimes that's the story that they have.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
If I couldn't save them, I failed.
Yeah.
And so the shift there is to like challenge that belief.
Okay.
You know?
So how do you challenge that belief?
So instead of saying, if I couldn't save everyone, I failed.
Yeah.
You might say, I did everything I could.
Okay.
And many people are alive because of my actions.
Right, right. Yeah.
You know? Oh. So you're shifting the focus from what you couldn't do to what you did do.
Right. So instead of focusing on the one life you couldn't save.
Yeah.
You focus on the 10 lives you did.
Exactly.
Right.
And, you know, you also have to like accept the limitations of your job.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't
control everything.
You can't control everything. Right. You can't save everyone.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're a failure.
Right. It just means you're human.
Exactly.
Right.
And so by doing that, by shifting that story.
Yeah.
They can start to feel better.
Okay.
You know.
So it's not just like, you know, a head thing.
No, it's not just a head thing.
Yeah, they're actually
a whole body thing.
Feeling it in their body.
Yeah, and in fact, a lot of the
material even said that.
The clients report feeling physical relief when they start to reframe their stories.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Yeah, so they'll say things like, oh, it feels like a weight has been lifted off my chest.
Wow.
You know, or I can finally breathe again.
So they're actually
from it in their body.
Yeah, it's not just cognitive.
Wow.
It's actually a physical change.
Okay, so the role of the practitioner then is to help people become aware of these
filters.
And then if they're not helpful, help them to swap them out.
To get a new one, right?
Yeah, for a better one.
Yeah, okay, okay.
So it's like, you know, you're wearing these glasses and the practitioner's like, hey, those glasses are kind of messed up.
Yeah.
Let's try these ones.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's the story filter part of purview.
Right.
Now let's talk about the VW part.
Right. So that's where the energy waves come in.
Right. The energy waves. Okay.
So they're basically saying that
you
can think of emotions as like energy waves.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
And they use the Hawkins scale.
Yeah. You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah. So the Hawkins scale.
Okay.
It's also called the map of consciousness.
Okay.
It was developed by Dr. David Hawkins.
Okay.
And basically what it does is it assigns
numbers
to emotions.
For different emotional states.
Okay. So like shame is a 2. Yeah. So like it goes from low numbers to high numbers.
Got it. Yeah.
And the lower the number, the lower the vibration.
Okay. So like
the higher the number, the higher the vibration.
So like shame would be.
Yeah. Shame would be really low.
Right.
Like maybe 20 or something.
Okay. And love would be?
Love would be high, like 500.
Right, 500, okay.
Yeah, and it's not so much about
the exact numbers.
The exact numbers.
Yeah.
But it's about the idea that emotions have different frequencies.
Got it, okay.
You know?
Okay.
So like low emotions, like shame, guilt, fear.
Okay.
They're very contracted.
Okay.
Like low energy, you know?
Yeah.
And then
as
you go up the scale, you get to anger, pride.
Okay.
And then there's a key point at 200.
Okay.
Which is courage.
Courage. Okay.
And that's like.
So everything above that is good.
It's like a turning point. Because above courage, you have acceptance.
Okay.
Love, joy, peace.
So those are all high vibrations.
Those are high vibration emotions.
Got it.
So courage is like.
The turning point.
The turning point. Yeah.
Okay.
From low to high.
Got it. Okay.
And so.
And what they're saying is that these low vibrations.